We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. That means Canada, too. People listening overseas, them too, everybody. Okay, I don't care where you're at, what you're doing. I'm glad that you're here. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City. And you could be holding it down in your car, at work, at home, to, from. You could be in the back of a factory, a restaurant, a bar, a police station. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for listening. I don't know about you, but I'm going to have me some fun here for the next 4 hours. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM. If you got channel 158, go ahead and plug that in. And then if you got a smart speaker, you ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I hope you've had a good Tuesday. We got a lot to get into. First of all, Carson Wentz is back in the NFL. You heard that correctly. Did you forget about Carson Wentz? Maybe you did. Carson Wentz is back in the NFL. He's going to be hanging out with the Rams. Let's see how much burn he actually gets throughout the remainder of the season. Bill Self getting a lot of money from Kansas, basically a lifetime deal. He ain't going nowhere. Will Levis, this man has been named the full-time starter for the Tennessee Titans. So, Mr. Tannehill, well, I think you've seen the end of Tannehill in a Titans jersey. Also, Michigan being accused of sign stealing and cheating. Michigan is now pointing the finger at other Big Ten teams saying, hey, they cheating too. I mean, it sounds like a bunch of kindergartners running around and basically cheating each other. I guess if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Bill Belichick's name is still in the news when it comes down to being on a hot seat. I read a report that said if Bill Belichick doesn't beat the Colts out in Germany, then Bill Belichick would get the boot this season. And I'm saying to myself, damn, the NFL really is a what have you done for me lately league when you even thinking about giving Bill Belichick the boot. It's crazy. It's nuts. We're going to talk about it all. The college football playoff was just released. And how about this? This is wild. Shep, man, there's no NBA basketball tonight. They want everybody to vote. Like, that's what they want, right?
You would assume so. Silver's progressive like that.
Did it matter? Did it help anybody?
I don't think so.
I mean, by the time we, I don't know. What did the NBA do? Did NBA players walk people to the polls? Like, what happened?
To be honest with you, I don't know the specifics. I know LeBron was complaining about the refs. I know that.
LeBron was Clement, and that doesn't have anything to do with voting.
No.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
I think he would vote against the two-minute rule at the end of games. I think that would be the vote he would want.
I think LeBron James would vote for anything that helps LeBron James.
Yeah, there you go.
Like most folks. So, yes, folks, we're going to be hanging out here for the next 4 hours. If you want to holler at us, it's simple. The phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere online on social media at JR Sport Brief. So we're going to get into Carson Wentz and Bill Self and Will Levis, Aaron Rodgers, even Hal Steinbrenner had some words about the New York Yankees and bringing back Aaron Boone. And so we're going to get into all of that. But let's start here. The college football playoff rankings were released. This is the second week. We pretty much got the same damn team sitting here at the top. You got Ohio State. You got Georgia. You got those. Is it appropriate for me to call Michigan a bunch of cheaters? It seems like it. We got Michigan there, and then we also have Florida State, who one of our callers wanted to reach out to me last night about and tell me about his Charlie Ward jersey, which is, I don't know if he has a New York Knicks version. It's probably worthless, but that's besides the point. I don't know who has a Charlie Ward jersey. Shep, did they make Charlie Ward jerseys? For the Knicks?
Oh, my God. I think people forgot he played for the Knicks, let alone he had jerseys made on behalf of him. No. I mean, I would say at the time, yes, but they were far and few between.
What number did he wear for the Knicks?
I have no idea.
You
don't
remember?
He was a backup point guard.
He was a starter for a while. Number 21.
What's a while? 45 games?
No, Charlie Ward started maybe two seasons.
Childs? It was Childs. It was Harper.
Charlie Ward.
Mark Jackson. No, Charlie Ward was never starting.
Mark Jackson wasn't even there.
I'm talking about the Knicks of the late 80s. Sure he was. He was with the Pacers and the Jazz eventually.
Childs and Charlie Ward didn't come until the 90s, man.
Charlie Ward never started for the Knicks, JR. He was a backup at best.
Charlie Ward started for the New York Knicks.
He might have gotten some starts. So did Chris Anderson with Miami Heat. No one would consider Birdman a starter.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people who end up being starters, but Charlie Ward was a starter. Man, what are you talking about?
I could stand corrected. I want to look this up on NBAReference.com because I always remember him being a backup, and people at the time saying, "How in the world could this guy choose basketball when he was a Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State? It made no sense. He played for Bobby Bowden. How does he not choose football?"
Charlie Ward, about three seasons, he was the starter, yeah.
Okay, but what were the amount of games that he started, JR?
82 games. In the lockout year, he started every game. The next season, he started 70 games. Yeah, he started three seasons.
I apologize. He
should have played at Florida State. He should have, right?
I mean, when I think of Knicks starters, I think of Strickland, I think of Jackson, I think of Harper and Chris Childs, and then eventually, we got to
Stephon Marbury, Howard Eisley.
It's funny. Howard Eisley also started for the Jazz at one point. I can't believe Charlie Ward started.
You got to give Charlie Ward more credit.
Well, when I think of Charlie Ward, I think of P.J. Brown flipping him over. Like, that's what I remember about Charlie Ward in the NBA.
I mean, a 6'10 guy flipping over a 6'2 guy, I guess it's kind of easy, right?
Yeah, and then the Knicks decided to get off the bench while the refs helped out the Heat, and that was all she wrote for the Knicks in the late 90s.
Yeah, well, it's not like the New York Knicks were ever going to win anything anyway.
Right. All they needed was
Patrick. They've been on track. They've been on track for the past 20 years. So.
That's right. Ewing gets hurt, they make the finals. Go figure.
Yeah, sure, right. Yeah, well, they had broken wrists. But anyway, congratulations to that guy with the Charlie Ward jersey. I still don't believe that Florida State is necessarily going to stick around here in the college football playoff. When I take a look at this, and it's still early, and you're going to have people bitching and whining and moaning and complaining for the next couple of weeks, okay? We're going to have people complaining tonight and tomorrow and through Saturday because at the end of the day, well, let's also be real, the rankings might change, okay? Ohio State, they got Michigan State up next, all right? Ohio State should be able to take care of them. And we also have Florida State. They're going to take on the Miami Hurricanes, okay? This is also a chance and an opportunity for Florida State to add another victory to their ledger. And their biggest victory for the season, I would say, is the beginning where people were like, damn it, FSU came through and the Seminoles beat LSU's Tigers. And LSU looks like hot. I'm not going to say LSU looks like crap, but LSU ain't at the top of the rankings. And so if that's Florida State's biggest ranking here, then damn it, let me know what happens with Washington. Because I think that might be the team that actually jumps and removes Florida State, depending on how the rest of their season goes. Washington, the Huskies, they got a bigger and better matchup coming up against Utah, who also happens to be ranked. And then we got the Oregon Ducks at number 6. Well, Washington beat the Ducks, so I think you can keep them the hell up on out of here. And so I don't really foresee a change or a big change in the college football playoff rankings. Do you want to swap out Ohio State and Georgia? Possibly. Is Michigan going to fall out? Or, you know, what happens with Ohio State and Michigan? If they play a close game, they'll both stay in. But if one of them teams whoops the other team's ass, somebody is going to go ahead and get the boot. And then we got two of these teams that I just mentioned. They got some tough matchups this coming week. Okay, real tough matchups. First, Michigan is going to take on Penn State. Going to be tough. And you got Georgia taking on Ole Miss. Two teams that, well, at least Ole Miss has one loss, and they're going to give Georgia a fight. So it's going to be interesting how the rest of this college football playoff rolls around. But if I had to be a betting man, not too much of a betting man, I'd stick with Ohio State, Georgia. I think Michigan will stay in, and Ohio State will both stay in unless they one of them blows out the other. And I think Washington, they do have a good chance, I believe, at swapping out or getting Florida State out of that top four. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. First call of the show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, yeah, let's get Florida State out of there. They're too tough. They're on a comeback. They're going to take over again. Yeah, let's get them out of here. Man, come on. Hey, I've got a Charlie Ward jersey, okay? He wore number 17, and I'm going to be wearing it at the game Saturday. I've been listening to this all week. Let's talk about Florida State.
You're on the radio. Go for it.
I know. Let's talk about them. I mean, what's all the hate? I went through this last hour with the other host, and I love you, JR. I listen to you every night, but I'm tired of it. What if? Okay, so you're saying that the Michigan.
Hold on a second. I just said there were going to be people calling up and whining, bitching, moaning, and complaining. So go
yeah.
ahead, knock yourself out.
I am. Well, okay, so you're basically saying the Michigan and Ohio State game doesn't matter unless somebody blows each other out because one of them is going to lose, but that's not going to matter, so we'll just keep one of them in, right? What if Washington and Florida State end up both undefeated and the Michigan-Ohio State team loses? You got to put Florida State and Washington in there, right?
It depends.
You put a one-loss team.
You asked me a question. Can I respond?
Okay, let's go.
No, it's not. It's not let's go. I'm going to respond. Here's what I think about the college football playoff rankings. And this is why I also said I expect someone, and thank you for doing so, to call up and whine and bitch and moan and complain. I think the rankings are pretty ridiculous. I think how they're set up is pretty stupid. You basically fly in about 25 people. You stick them in a room, and they sit in front of computers, and they try to figure out what teams belong in here. And so the system as it exists is flawed. So personally, I find it wholly ridiculous to sit around and go, well, if this team beats this team, I can only give you an overall as to what I believe will happen because there is no way, no possible way to say, well, if this team beats this team and this team, then the strength of schedule and this and that, the best thing that they can do is might as well stick with the BCS and all these idiots sitting in a room in front of their laptops and computers making tons of money, they ain't doing nothing but looking at the BCS anyway. So all I can tell you is what I believe what the stupid human sitting in a room looking at a computer will tell you. And that's it. And so I'm not taking away from what Florida State has done, but I can tell you, based on their schedule, if the biggest win is LSU in the opening of the season and Washington, if they go ahead and beat Utah, I think it goes without saying that, hey, they may have a better chance of getting in.
Clemson is, quote, down this year. I get that. But at Clemson is not a good win. It took us overtime. That's a tough place to play. So I'm going to say LSU. I'm going to say LSU and Clemson.
Correct. And if you listen to Dabo Sweeney, he's even more thrilled right now. Especially that kid Tyler that he went out there and beat Notre Dame. I
quit listening to Dabo 3 years ago.
I'm sorry?
I quit listening to Dabo 3 years ago.
Well, congratulations. I'm sure you're still aware of what he said. I'm not taking away from beating Clemson, but at the same time, the largest win on the season is LSU to open things up. That's all anybody talked about. It doesn't mean that it's right or it's wrong, but that is what the country talked about. It was the open of the season.
Do you not think that Florida State is one of the most balanced teams on both sides of the ball? We actually play defense. We've got a front seven and a back four. The whole starting defense is solid. The D-line, the linebackers, and the secondary. I mean, we play both sides of the ball.
I'm not taking away from what the team is or is not. But
you're talking about the rankings.
Yes,
right?
I got you. Correct. I'm talking about the rankings. If you want to sit here and start telling me about the third defensive back, and nickel or dime, you can knock yourself out. What I can tell you is this. When it comes to looking at Florida State, when you think about the team that is 9-0, that people didn't expect to be 9-0, I don't want to call them the little engine that could, because by all means, they are not TCU of last year. But people aren't necessarily fawning over Florida State. And in a lot of times, perception is reality. And the reality is that if there is going to be a team that gets bumped out, as I said, unless Ohio State or Michigan beat the living hell out of each other, and if Washington, let's see what they do against Utah this weekend, you know, people ain't necessarily may look at Florida State the same way.
You're right, and this will play out on the field how it should be, and I like that. And I appreciate your sensible logic with the breakdown on it, and I'm loving to talk college football.
Hey, well, thank you, man. I try my best to make sense. Thank you, Mike, for calling from here.
Thank you.
In Atlanta, no doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. He understands. It's all logic. And I got no beef with Charlie Ward. Ain't do nothing to me. What'd he do? Play basketball for the Knicks. That's the worst thing that happened to Charlie Ward. I can't take away from nothing that he did in Tallahassee. What I'm going to do? Come on. Jacob is here from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, what's up, JR? Way to say that the right way, my man.
It will say what?
Louisville.
How do people say it?
Louisville. You say it right. People say Louisville and... Louisville, and it's Louisville. You got to say with a mouth of marbles.
Well, listen, man, I'd have been around the block a few times, but go ahead.
Yes, I appreciate it. Hey, I'm mainly here to talk some more on this FSU stuff, but I'm a Louisville fan, obviously, and that it's all adding up that their path is going to go through us in the ACC championship game. And to be honest with you, we're not scared of Florida State, and we haven't been for quite some time now. And you can go ahead and compliment Lamar Jackson for that. Whooping their butts, you know, 63-20 when they was ranked second, we was ranked 10th here at LNN, formerly known as Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. But
wait. What is the name of the place now?
LNN Federal Credit Union Stadium. A mouthful, right?
What do people call it today? For real,
LNN.
Oh my God.
Just LNN or Cardinal Stadium, one or the other.
Yeah, let's stick to Cardinal Stadium.
Right, keep it sweet. But, we, like I said, we just haven't feared them. Their quarterback transferred out from us because he couldn't get PT past our quarterbacks. He's a hell of a player, and he's in his sixth year of college football, so you can't take that for granted. But at the same time, man, like, you know, with the way we've been playing, we've just been running the football, and Brom's known to be a passing guy. And it's like our backup running back's got 146 yards and 3 touchdowns on Virginia Tech, who is surging, but they're still nobody. But at the same time, FSU got lucky on us the last time we played, and every other time we smacked them. So I'm not too worried about FSU. And to be honest with you, to compliment them some, though, when I was looking at Power Guru rankings, or the Guru Power rankings, what it's called, Florida State was the highest ranked team in strength of schedule at the time, at number like 32, I think it was. And then behind them was Ohio State 34, and then Georgia and Michigan were 72 and 76. And so they were far out, and Bama was at number four. So as I was looking at it, I was like, man, if it comes down to it and Bama ends up beating Georgia in the college football or the SEC championship, that I don't, you know, and like you're saying, I heard you say, you know, it's the dummies that are going to end up taking the logic that I'm spitting out right now and throwing it out the window.
Well, listen,
but with Georgia's power, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it was nice to – you know how good it's been to not talk about Alabama? You know how nice that's been? I'm trying to keep it that way. But go ahead, finish.
I was going to say, if they, you know, since they were so high up there, if they end up beating Georgia, I just didn't see how you could argue a one-loss Georgia in the college football playoffs with how weak their schedule has been this year.
Oh, they
and
played
– FSU played a tougher one.
Yeah, they played powder puffs, but I think a lot of people would pitch a fit. And I know you're not supposed to think about past seasons. And you only think about this season. I think there'd be a lot of people pitching a fit to not have the reigning back-to-back national champs in there.
Not give them a third shot.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, how could you not? And, oh, my God, they've won so many games consecutive. I think they'll get in there. And thank you, Jake. Appreciate you for calling up, man.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Like, Georgia would have to be embarrassed to just not make the college football playoff at this point in time. They'll be fine. I ain't sweating them. What's one school that I actually I do want to show love to is Tulane, man. Like, Tulane is the only school not in the Power Five to be hanging out here in the college football playoff rankings. I like it. Shep, are you familiar with Tulane as like a university? Forget football. Are you familiar with the school?
Yeah, I mean, they're an A-10 school, if memory serves me correctly, right?
Well, not I'm not even talking about athletics.
Right.
I'm talking about like the school in general.
They're in Louisiana.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. We're playing go ahead. What else?
I mean, it's a good academic school.
Correct. That's
right.
That's the point.
Right.
I was going to say something else, and I'm not afraid to say it because I like it. They treat me nice there.
Yeah.
It's an academic school. Okay. That's the best way I could put it without calling it a nerd school. Okay. There are a lot of people there, a lot of young people who are interested in academics. It is not an athletic school. The basketball gym is a basketball gym, not an arena. It's in a building. So the football program, obviously doing damn good right now. But as an overall, it is just so good to see Tulane here, you know, as a part of the rankings. Because, I mean, they're at number 23 out of 25. But all things considered, they're not supposed to be here. And the school is real heavy on academics and business. People send their kids from all over the country just to be down in New Orleans. People send their kids from Los Angeles and New York just to go to Tulane. And then they have an opportunity to party on Bourbon Street on the weekend. So congratulations to all my friends at Tulane for even just being in the conversation.
JR.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The only guy I can think of that's relevant in either football or basketball that played there is – didn't Forte play there, Matt Forte?
Oh, the running back?
Yeah. Yeah, from the Bears?
Oh, man, I don't – man.
I think
I'd
that's,
have to look
– okay.
Let's look that up. I don't know.
That's the only person I – because there's no basketball player that ever came out of there. That I know. So, but Forte –
yeah, he went to Tulane. He did. Matt Forte went
right.
to Tulane.
Yeah. He had himself a borderline Hall of Fame career.
Matt Forte?
I said borderline. Borderline.
Oh, that almost doesn't count. Monica and Brandy told me that. One of them two.
That's fair. And that's the only claim to fame they have in either the two major sports.
Ah, a former Chicago Bear who played on a team that didn't go anywhere.
And it wasn't because
Sounds
of
familiar.
Him. They had failures in spite of him. He was the highlight of that team for a while.
Well, look, the quarterback looked like he'd rather be smoking a cigarette than playing football.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
What's that guy's name? Jay Cutler.
Yeah, Jay Cutler. He retired and then he retired again.
He shares the name with that. Isn't the other Jay Cutler? He's a bodybuilder, right?
I'm not sure. I know there is no more miserable human being who have ever played NFL football than Jay Cutler.
I know he was married to that Kristen Cavallari.
Kristen Cavallari, yeah. And that's a reason to be happy.
Now they're divorced, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jay Cutler, when he was happy, he was miserable.
Oh, well, he looked like a miserable you-know-what on the sideline, so... Hey, good on him. I wonder what he's doing now. Not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Look, congratulations, Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, sitting at the top of the college football playoff rankings. We come back from break, we're going to talk about Michigan, because Michigan being accused of cheating, they're doing what a lot of human beings do. They're pointing the finger at other people for cheating, too. We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
So as we open up the show talking about the college football playoff rankings, we were able to talk about Michigan without diving too deep into all the cheating that's been going on. Allegedly. We know that yesterday we also learned that if Jim Harbaugh is to be punished or suspended, that both Michigan and Jim Harbaugh are ready to take legal action. What a shock, right? You're going to sue, and let's be real. If you put things into litigation, we're at the end of the season. Come on. You're going to tell this man that he can't coach the remaining, what, three games? The man was suspended for the first three games for recruiting violations, and now you're going to get him on the back end for sign stealing? Like, come on. And this is all the other teams basically having sour grapes. Might as well try to get Jim Harbaugh before he walks out of the building. I've been saying for about a week now, I think he's going to be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And so this is an interesting story that has also come out as a result. And that's Michigan, in the midst of being investigated themselves for sign stealing, that dude Connor Stallions, who's no longer a member of their football staff, the one who went to other teams' stadiums and scouted them and snuck onto the field and tried to steal signs, that guy, even while that's being investigated, Michigan contacted the Big Ten, and I guess they pretty much said, hey, we're not the only ones potentially cheating. They say that Rutgers, Ohio State, and Purdue also went ahead and shared information amongst themselves regarding Michigan signs. And it's like, come on now. Like, this is what we're doing? You're being investigated, so what do you need to do? You need to point the finger at other folks too. And let's also be clear. Like, what's wrong? I don't think there's anything illegal about this. What's wrong with one team sharing information with another team? As long as they're not, like, doing what Michigan did, allegedly, by having a guy scope and scout out other teams before they play them in person, what's the big deal? What's the problem? What is the issue? I mean, at the end of the day, why can't one coach on another team share information with another coach on another team? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And so this is a case of, hey, I'm in trouble, and so I'm going to tell on you too. It's what siblings do all the time. It's like, if I'm going down, you got to go down with me. If I'm getting got for stealing cookies out of the damn kitchen, I'm saying that you stole the crackers. I mean, this is just what this is. So I am just as interested, to be honest, in what happens the rest of this season with Michigan as I am with the college football playoff. Because like TNT says, I think TNT knows drama. I don't know if they still use it. I love drama. As long as I'm not a part of it, I'm absolutely cool with drama. So I want to see what happens with Michigan. I want to see what nonsense that Jim Harbaugh decides to spit on his way out the door. This is the same man who tried to get an interview and thought he had a job with the Minnesota Vikings, and when he didn't have it, he came going back to Michigan like nothing ever happened. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tony's here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, JR. Good show as always. Hey, I heard a few minutes ago you guys were giving a little props, a little kudos to the Tulane Green Wave. I want to give some props. You guys forgot two other players that came out of Tulane that had pretty good successful careers in the NFL. Sean King played at Tulane during the undefeated season before Katrina, and then he played in the NFL for the Bucs for many years. And we had a guy, I believe his name was Patrick Ramsey, pretty good quarterback, played in the NFL a few years also. So I wanted to give them their props. But I want to ask you a question, man, in your opinion.
Before you do that, I'm glad that you brought that up because I actually know Sean. And Sean actually might be listening right now. And maybe if he was, he probably hit me up. My apologies to you, Sean. But go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, that's all right, man. You know, we all get a little brain freeze every now and then. But I wanted to ask you.
Hold on, Tony. So why you talk so damn fast, man? Slow down.
Oh man, I got a lot to talk about.
Well, you don't have time to talk about a lot. Well, hold on a second. I didn't have brain freeze. I just forgot, man. But go ahead, please.
Wanted to get you guys' opinion on the Davis fellow, with Mark Davis. I know his father owned the team for years, and now he's at the helm. Why does he go through coaches? I know the deal with John Gruden, he had to get rid of him. The pressure was on. But why does he get rid of these coaches, man? I mean, after 2 or 3 years and they don't produce, they're out of there. You got to give him time to build a team. He's spending all this money to pay these guys, and they're no longer here.
Did you hear the guy get mad at me last night about Mark Davis? Did you hear that?
No. Actually, I worked late and I missed it. I missed the show last night, to be honest with you.
There's a guy who called up and said to me, "Hey, JR, why are you so critical of Mark Davis?" So, Tony, thank you for giving me an opportunity to also be critical of Mark Davis again. He's a dude who just ended up with the team because of his dad. Okay? And, I mean, if we want to find a bright side for what's going on with Mark Davis, is that maybe, just maybe, Tom Brady is whispering something into his ear that maybe helps get him on track. That's it. Has nothing to do with him as a person. It just happens to be that when I think about Mark Davis, I think about a dude who has hired a bunch of bums. Yeah. And I put Gruden in there mostly because of his email messages where he comes across as a crass jackass. And I would put him in that category as well. And so when I look at Mark Davis, it's tough not to look at his haircut. Yes, I said it. Three Stooges haircut. And his decision-making for the Raiders has also been very Three Stooges-esque. That's just it. Ann is calling up from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ann?
Oh, JR, love your show. Just wanted to tell you thank you for the shout-out for my Green Wave. We are so excited about our team. Our school is a great school.
It is.
And we're finally getting a little recognition. So thanks, man. Have a great night.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ann. Shout-outs to Ann. Hey, Shep, I don't know what Ann ate for dinner, but I know it's better than anything you or I ate.
That's probably true. Ann is lovely, JR. She really has such a wonderful...
Her?
Well, I can just tell by her accent. I you know, it's something we don't do enough in the Northeast.
Accent?
Yeah.
She had one?
Beautiful one.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
it was beautiful. Spoke with proper diction, and you can hear the tone in her voice. She just... I mean, she could tell you the worst news in the world that you're getting fired, and it would still sound sweet.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. Well, let's call her back one day, all right? She can deliver news.
There you go. By the way, shout out to Ryan Schell, JR. He also pointed out the formidable J.P. Lossman also played for Tulane. I didn't know this many NFL stars played for Tulane. Now, Sean King, I would say, had a better career than Patrick Ramsey and J.P. Lossman.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. God bless Sean, man. When did I see Sean? I think at the Super Bowl, I think I saw him. So I'm at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, it's tough pulling out. I mean, look, I don't want to say we're reaching here, but we talking about quarterbacks and backup QBs. It's better than nothing. Not everybody makes the league. But, look, ain't nobody going to look at Tulane and say quarterback or football factory. That it is not.
But if you don't interweave Patrick Ramsey into a football conversation, regardless of him being from Tulane, it does not indicate you had a brain freeze.
Oh, no, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro. Like, I think I'm going to remember that. Nah, not at all. Not unless you're bringing it up. But good on, was it Tony? Tommy?
Oh, Ryan Schell.
No. The guy who called up and said that. Tony Tommy from New Orleans?
Tony, yeah. Yeah, Boyle said Tony. I believe Boyle, yeah.
Oof. What? Who? What?
Oh, not Tim Boyle. Pat? Boyle.
Yes. Oh, Pat, that's right. Pat is sitting. Hey, Pat, how you doing, man? You good?
Good, JR. I'm locked in. I'm locked into this incredible program, as always.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, hey, Pat, it's your time to shine. You ready?
I am ready.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about Michigan, and I don't want to say all that cheating that they're doing, and now pointing the finger at other teams saying, hey, look at Rutgers, Ohio State, Purdue. They're sharing information. They're cheating too. Like Big Ten is like, hey, listen, is that really cheating? Like, worry about your own stuff right now. A matter of fact, Harbaugh, you know, asked all of these questions about what's going on, and he don't want to focus in on nothing but Purdue, really. Listen to Jim Harbaugh. He's sick of talking about this.
Appreciate your question. This is, you know, I think, really not allowed to talk about him, not talking about him. Really want to talk about the game. The guys are such stalwarts. The comments keep coming about, why they're good, how they're good. I mean, and they're just good. If you know football and you watch our guys play, I've said it before, there's 23 guys that'll be playing on Sundays next year. I truly believe there's another 30, 35, right behind them that'll return and others that'll be developing. I mean, it's just really good players, and that's if you know football. I mean, just watch the game, turn on the tape. That's why they're so good.
Yeah, he was talking about taking on Penn State. Yeah, distraction, distraction, distraction. Right, that's just how it is. Also, speaking of a distraction, what a hell of a story this is. Everybody knows Pokemon. Shep, you know Pokemon, right?
Of course.
Everybody knows Pokemon. I know the old little yellow electrical one, Pikachu. I know him. It's still kind of crazy to think, but when you listen to professional athletes and you forget that they have lives outside of whatever the hell it is that they do, like they like things too, okay? And Blake Martinez, who was one of the NFL's leading tacklers for years, whether it be with the Packers and then played for the New York Giants. Last year, the guy quit. He quit in the prime of his life, the prime of his NFL career, and he quit to go out and sell Pokemon cards, of which he made about $8 million doing, so I don't blame him for saying I'm sick of the NFL, and he decided to leave. Well, Blake Martinez has been accused of scamming buyers of his Pokemon cards. You know, selling cards that are supposed to be a higher value and then swiping them out for lower ones. Not shipping the right orders to people who bought the cards. Misleading some of the people who watch his live streams. And now, guess what he's doing? Blake Martinez has signed with the Carolina Panthers. We might actually see Blake Martinez playing on Thursday night against the Chicago Bears. Yeah, it's pretty sad. I feel, Shep, I got to talk about that game. Do we have to?
No.
We don't have to?
Oh, we do not.
We don't, but I think we kind of do.
Might as well talk about the Canada Football League.
The CFL. When do they play? They playing right now?
I have no idea.
We're going to have angry Canadians calling now. Prepare yourselves. People are going to call and tell us about the, here we go.
Warren, Doug.
No, forget the players.
Okay, right.
Let's name some of the teams.
Oh, Toronto Argonauts. Right, yeah, that's the big one.
Calgary Stampede, that's wrong.
I know it's the Grey Cup, I know that.
That's what they play for?
Yes.
We're getting cursed out in Canadian right now, you know that, right?
No, it was actually a compliment to the CFL, if anything, because I was saying I'd rather talk about those teams because at least they are more professional than the bottom dwellers that you were just referring to.
The Panthers and the Bears.
They're terrible.
We got to see that dude Bajent might play again. I thought yesterday's game was ugly with the Jets, but, I mean, damn, Panthers and the Bears on Thursday Night Football?
It's a hell of a story, and it's never happened before where an undrafted Division II quarterback was able to get a win in the NFL, but there's a reason why you don't have undrafted Division II quarterbacks playing in the NFL.
Well, there's a reason I don't want to see him play.
And that's a good reason.
Yeah. So I don't want to see him. I hope that Blake Martinez plays. And I hope they bring up his Pokemon scamming scandal on Amazon.
Right.
It's crazy. I was going to say on TV, but technically it's not TV. I guess. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Al is calling from Seattle. What's up, Al?
Hey, JR. How are you doing this evening?
Good. What's up?
Okay, long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, I just can identify another athlete, well-known athlete. Well, he's not well-known as an athlete, but a well-known person that was an athlete at Tulane University. And he was on the basketball team, and his name is Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky? What? Rocky?
Yes. A lot of people don't know he played D1 basketball, and he played for Tulane University back in the late 60s.
I can't
recall if he was a starter or not. He played guard, right. but he was in the top rotation and got plenty of minutes.
You just making stuff up on the radio?
No, I'm not, because I was at Washington at the time, and I can't remember if the seasons was 60.
See, JR, you're not being punk, because I was a genuine human being. He's not trying to pull one over on you. But
like Sylvester Stallone playing basketball at Tulane.
Yeah, played for Tulane.
Yeah. You going to break the hard news to him, JR?
I'm just like, what? What are you sure about this, man?
I played for the University of Washington at the same.
You played against him.
The same years, okay?
You played against him?
I didn't play against him, but we were in the same tournament.
You saw him with your own eyes in front of
him. I didn't. He was nobody then. I didn't realize it until after Rocky came out.
Are you sure this is not another Sylvester Stallone?
No.
You mean Tulane in Louisiana?
No, Tulane in New Orleans.
New Orleans is in Louisiana.
Yes, of course. Exactly.
And as
I said, the only thing I can't remember was if he was a starter or not. But he got minutes.
Al, he was neither.
He was in the rotation.
What's that jump shot look like, Al? You wouldn't know, would you? You didn't see him.
Oh, he was good. He was a good ball handler.
And he can go through traffic. Yeah, good ball handler. That's right. Thank you, Al, for Seattle. Listen, JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, listen, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger play for St. John's. We got more show on the other side. Hey, Carson Wentz got a job. We'll talk about that here on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.